Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, the show for women with Hashimoto's who want to work out and heal their Hashimoto's smarter, not harder, and finally feel strong, lean, and full of energy again. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird, chiropractor, functional medicine practitioner, and creator of the Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. I help women with Hashimoto's lift weights safely, eat for their metabolism, and uncover the root causes of their Hashi symptoms so they can get back to feeling like themselves again. If you have ever looked at your labs and thought, my hormones are all over the place, I want you to know your hormones are not broken. They are reactive. And this is an unpopular opinion. Hormones are reactive. Figure out the root cause of why they are coming out of balance. Address the root cause versus chasing the hormones. I am a big believer in HRT, thyroid medication where indicated, regulating your cortisol. But if you don't look at the drivers of why those things are out of balance, you are missing a big piece. And I will give you some case studies in this podcast. Hormones are messengers responding to what's happening potentially upstream in the whole hormonal cascade. And so today I'll walk you through the most common hormone patterns I see. We're going to focus on sex hormones today, but the hormone patterns I see in women with Hashimoto's, these can include low estrogen, low progesterone, especially around perimenopause, low testosterone. And we'll also talk about the flip side, high progesterone, high testosterone, estrogen dominance, and we're going to talk about the deeper root causes behind them. Hormones just don't decide to go rogue. They're messengers. They're responding to the environment that you've created inside your body. Whether it's reacting to environmental load, maybe there's a gut imbalance, gut dysbiosis, gut infection, hidden gut infection that's throwing your hormones off. For example, when your gut is inflamed, your liver becomes overloaded. Liver is your detoxification, one of the detoxification organs. Your cortisol can become dysregulated and your diet can feel off. Your hormones adapt to these things being off to survive. So instead of chasing numbers or trying to fix your hormones in isolation, like only HRT or only thyroid hormones, trying to fix those hormones in isolation, this is why a lot of times when women go on HRT or thyroid medication and they don't feel better, I want you to ask, why are my hormones reactive? What are my hormones reacting to? When we get to the root cause and the right root cause, whether it's addressing SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which we talked about two episodes ago, stress, mold exposure, blood sugar dysregulation, hormones have an incredible ability to rebalance on their own when you address those root causes. Yes, there are times when they can't rebalance and you've addressed all the things, especially during menopause, where HRT now is a powerful tool that can come on board to help you feel like yourself again. When we talk about hormones, let's start with low estrogen. This specifically happens during perimenopause and menopause. Estrogen gets a bad rap. Hello, every single perimenopause, menopausal woman on the planet. It's inevitable, just like death is inevitable. If you reach a certain season of life, menopause is also inevitable. But estrogen is also a driver for energy, mood, muscle maintenance. It is your motivation hormone. So signs, and just take note and kind of tune in with yourself, are these things that I am experiencing? Signs of low estrogen, hot flashes or night sweats, vaginal dryness, painful intercourse, low libido. A lot of times people think low libido, testosterone. That is also a player, low testosterone, but so is estrogen. Depression or low mood, dry skin, thinning hair, joint pain. So notice there's a lot of overlap with these with Hashimoto's, right? This is why we test, don't guess. The root causes I see most often that are drivers of low estrogen would be undereating or chronically being in a caloric deficit. And if you're a woman with Hashimoto's who has gut issues where you eat, you get full quickly, you actually can't take in a lot of calories, undereating is probably your norm and you don't even know it because you're not tracking. That's okay. Women inside of my Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine program, we track. We track macros, we track calories. Data gives us power. Okay, so other root causes I see of low estrogen, overtraining or overdoing specifically high intensity interval training, gut inflammation, especially if you run a GI MAP stool test, elevated beta-glucuronidase. Detox pathways not clearing toxins as they should, like in the liver. Long-term stress, which then lowers our hypothalamic signaling. So when we go at this from a lifestyle perspective, not just throw on an estradiol patch, we are feeding our body with nutrient-dense foods. We are lifting heavy with enough rest and recovery in between workouts or sets. We are supporting liver detoxification. You can see estrogen levels normalize without bioidenticals required necessarily. So HRT, super powerful tool when you address all those underlying root causes. So for example, if you're overtraining, undereating, not sleeping, not taking care of your liver, not pooping, you're constipated. If you bring on HRT, you're not going to feel good. And I've seen this a time and time again. Next up, low progesterone. Progesterone is your calm, steady, sleep through the night hormone. It is the yin and yang to estrogen. It's the yin to estrogen's yang. It balances estrogen and keeps anxiety at bay. Signs of low progesterone: PMS or mood swings, insomnia, especially waking up around 2 to 3 in the morning. So notice low estrogen can cause insomnia, but so can low progesterone. So you want to test, not guess. Spotting before your period, anxiety, irritability. Hello, I'm a mom. Mom life can be super dysregulating. Is it I need to regulate my nervous system or I need to check my progesterone levels? It's probably a little bit of both. A shorter luteal phase. Luteal phase is day 18 to 22. So day one is the first day of menstruation. The luteal phase of your cycle is day 18 to 22. Oftentimes a phase where we are trying to collect our blood labs for sex hormones. You'll notice a shortened luteal phase. Difficult conceiving, infertility issues, low progesterone is often behind that. Some root causes of low progesterone, right? So let's go at it from a lifestyle perspective. Chronic stress, inflammation, and blood sugar swings, low thyroid functions, perimenopause, which happens with naturally declining ovulation frequency. I'll see this in perimenopause. First on labs, you'll see progesterone start to dip, then testosterone below for years, and then estradiol will dip. So when we regulate cortisol, when we're working on adrenal health, when we balance our blood sugar by always pairing a carb with a protein or fat, I have a rule for my women, no naked carbs. When we support thyroid conversion from T4 to T3, T4 is the inactive, and it gets converted to the active, which is T3, that thyroid conversion happens in the gut, the liver, and the muscle tissue. So when we support that conversion by supporting our gut, supporting our liver, and lifting weights, you'll see a shift in progesterone. Progesterone, when you address those things, so cortisol, blood sugar, thyroid conversion, progesterone almost always rebounds. Obviously, there's phases of life where it doesn't, like in menopause. We talked about cortisol. When we talk about cortisol, we're talking about stress, that stress hormone. When we talk about stress, we're talking about nervous system regulation, breathing, walking, slowing down, EFT tapping, vagal nerve toning. This work matters just as much as supplements. All right, let's dive into high estrogen now. So we talked about low estrogen, low progesterone. Now we're going to talk about high estrogen, or more accurately, estrogen dominance. This does not always mean your estrogen is sky high. Sometimes it's just high relative to progesterone. So if your estrogen is high, but your progesterone is on the floor, you don't just need to look at, okay, how do I decrease my estrogen? It's also how can we support progesterone? So they are the yin and yang of each other. And I've seen this. I had a client who was having hot flashes and not sleeping at night. And she went to her OB and her OB did not test. And she was like, here's an estradiol patch. And she used it for 2 weeks. Her words, not mine. She was like, I felt like a raging maniac. And I took myself off of it. And when we ran her Dutch test, which looks at her hormones and the metabolites, the breakdown of their hormones, her estrogen was off the charts high and her progesterone was non-existent. It was like in the menopausal range as a 37-year-old. So giving her more estrogen for someone who already has a high estrogen makes sense that she was a raging maniac. So we actually give her progesterone, cycle it the second half of her cycle, and she is like so happy. So happy. Okay. So signs of estrogen dominance: heavy, clotting periods, breast tenderness or swelling, bloating or water retention, mood swings and irritability. And notice here, there's some overlap between different hormones. Weight gain around the hips and the thighs, fibroids or endometriosis. And some of the root causes of estrogen dominance or high estrogen is not being able to detox or clear our estrogen properly in the liver. Maybe we have low methylation. Maybe we have low vitamin B status. That's why we always check vitamin B12, folate, but then we also check methylmalonic acid. MMA, methylmalonic acid, is showing, is the B12 getting pushed into the cells? Serum B12 is just the amount of B12 floating around in the bloodstream, often higher than a lot of labs if people are supplementing. You do not know if that B12 is getting pushed into the cells unless you check methylmalonic acid, okay? Other root causes of estrogen dominance: gut dysbiosis, especially with elevated beta-glucuronidase. And getting exposed to environmental estrogens from plastics, cosmetics, fragrances. Fun story, I was at the in-laws' house, and one of the women, I think it was my husband's aunt, was taking a Tupperware, plastic Tupperware, of lasagna and putting it into the microwave. And I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? She's like, I'm heating up lunch. And I was like, in the plastic Tupperware? She's like, yeah. And I almost fell over. Because I was like, oh my God, how many microplastics is she about to serve to the family? Other potential root causes of high estrogen or estrogen dominance is low progesterone from being stressed, slow bile movement, since bile clears estrogen metabolites. So what we see in a lot of women with Hashimoto's, because the liver and the gallbladder are often sluggish and the gut is inflamed. So this is why we see hormonal disruption in a lot of Hashi women. Do we just chase the hormones? No, we address digestion, bile flow, detox. Those heavy periods and the PMS symptoms often lighten up dramatically when you chase the root cause. Let's talk about high testosterone. It is not just a male hormone. I know we assume this, but ladies, we need testosterone for muscle tone, libido, wanting to snuggle with our partner. It is a motivation hormone, but too much can cause problems. So signs of high testosterone: acne, oily skin, thinning of the hair on the scalp, hair growth on the chin or the chest. This is showing androgen dominance, irregular or missing periods, mood swings or irritability. Notice mood swings and irritability are on multiple ones of these hormones as signs and symptoms. Weight gain around the belly. Okay, what are some root causes of high testosterone? Insulin resistance or high blood sugar. This is why, from a lifestyle perspective, prioritizing protein and no naked carbs. So always pairing a protein or fat when you eat a carbohydrate, trying to hit 1 gram per pound of ideal body weight per day in grams of protein. All of these things help with insulin resistance or high blood sugar that is not being brought down by insulin properly. Other root causes: PCOS, or ovulatory cycles, high cortisol from chronic stress. Hello, this is a repeat pattern here. Poor sleep, low SHBG. SHBG is sex hormone binding globulin, often from low estrogen or thyroid issues. So when we get blood sugar stable, we reduce inflammation, we support thyroid function, testosterone can normalize, and you can build lean muscle again without having breakouts, oily skin, or even mood swings. All of these hormone patterns tie back to the same foundational systems: gut health, liver detox, blood sugar regulation, cortisol balance, nervous system safety. When we fix those things upstream, the things I just listed, hormones downstream start to shift without forcing them. That's why in my practice, I always test not just hormones, but gut, adrenals, detox markers so that we can see what's driving the hormonal imbalance. So going back to this idea, hormones are reactive. What's the driver of them being out of balance? Let's chase that and then clean up hormones at the end. You've probably heard testosterone, again, talked about like a male hormone. Ladies, just to reiterate, we need it too. And when it's low, everything from motivation to muscle tone starts to fade. What does testosterone do for women? It supports muscle mass and strength. It will give you your libido back and drive, not only in the gym, but outside the gym. It keeps metabolism going, chugging, humming, and it helps maintain lean body composition. It will sharpen mental focus and mood. When testosterone drops, women often describe it as feeling flat or no spark or no zest for life or no oomph. They're just kind of meh. Not that that's a medical term, but meh. Why can testosterone go low, especially in the Hashi ladies? Here we go. Some of these sound like on repeat, but just take note. Does this apply to you? Chronic stress. Cortisol, that stress hormone, steals precursors from DHEA. DHEA is like the queen hormone that makes all the other hormones. And when there's steal from DHEA, low testosterone production follows. I see low DHEAS on labs, like on a Dutch test, which can point towards sluggishness in our adrenals and just not having enough raw material to make cortisol. Inflammation and gut dysbiosis can disrupt hormone signaling at the liver and at the receptor level. Overtraining and undereating protein, that catabolic state, that breakdown of muscle state, can suppress your testosterone. All right, symptoms of low testosterone, low libido, muscle weakness, slow recovery after workouts, difficulty losing fat, even with eating clean, fatigue, brain fog, that like meh, thinner hair and skin changes. Through a functional medicine lens, we're looking at DHEAS, total free testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin, cortisol patterns on a Dutch or blood work. If DHEAS is low, support your adrenals. If sex hormone binding globulin is high, look for estrogen dominance. Maybe thyroid meds need to get dialed in, or maybe someone needs to eat more protein. If total and free testosterone are both low, we need to support building blocks, not just add in some testosterone, but let's look at protein intake. Let's look at the foundation. How are you eating? How are you moving your body? Sleep and stress are huge for testosterone. Let's talk about how to support your testosterone naturally. Eat enough protein. You've heard me say this. 30 grams of protein per meal minimum. Lifting heavy 3 days a week. Thyroid Strong style. And if you haven't been inside Thyroid Strong, it is the only doctor-designed workout for women with Hashimoto's. Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night for proper growth hormone production and repair. It's not only sleeping 7 to 8 hours, but it's getting 1.5 to 2 hours of deep sleep. That's when rest and recovery happens. A lot of women with sleep apnea are not getting that. Some of the research shows getting 6 hours uninterrupted sleep. A lot of women are waking up 4 times a night. They are not getting 6 hours uninterrupted. So when I work with women, we look at how much sleep you're getting total, how many uninterrupted hours. We use this with an Oura Ring tracking. And then how much deep sleep are you getting? Zinc, magnesium, DHEA precursors, if that's indicated, and we test not guess. Reducing chronic cardio and fasting, those can both blunt testosterone. Balancing blood sugar, so hello protein. We can also use supplements to balance blood sugar, like alpha-lipoic acid, berberine, or just a couple. Insulin resistance lowers our ovarian testosterone production. Hormones are reactive, okay? This is the big kind of 30,000 foot view. Hormones are reactive. Figure out the root cause of why the hormones are getting disrupted, and then the hormones can shift. I'll give you an example. So we just talked about sex hormones. I gave you a case example of estrogen being unopposed with progesterone from my client who was a raging psychopath. Her words, not mine. Another example, thyroid hormones. And we didn't talk about thyroid hormones, but thyroid hormones, cortisol is a hormone. I have clients who have elevated TSH. Antibodies are off the charts. We don't touch their thyroid medication. We address underlying root causes like H. pylori. There's a lot of research around addressing H. pylori can decrease thyroid antibodies. You address H. pylori, I've seen addressing mold or SIBO. We never touch thyroid hormones. We'll retest our thyroid hormones every 4 months, 3 months. And they've come down. They've come more into range. So if we had just put them on thyroid medication, and some of them were already on thyroid medication, they weren't getting better. They weren't feeling better. They're like, I did all the things. I'm eating the protein. I'm lifting the weights. I'm taking the thyroid meds. But I feel like trash. And it's because there was something else driving those hormones to be out of balance. Once you identify that root cause, in this example, H. pylori, which is a stomach bacteria in the stomach that decreases your own stomach acid production, you address that. Now you are able to take your thyroid medication and break it down better, have better conversion from T4 to T3. You are able to break down your food better and absorb the nutrients from your food. So this is where we talk about hormones are reactive. Figure out the root cause of what's driving the hormones out of balance, and those hormones can shift back into balance. Do some women need thyroid medication for life? Yes. If you need it and it makes you feel good, take it. If you need HRT and it makes you feel better, take it, but don't ignore the root causes that could be driving that imbalance. All right, ladies, super controversial topic. Some providers might be like, but I hope this was informative. I hope you took some notes. There's a lot of overlap between different hormones being elevated, being low, right? With like irritability, holding on to weight, all the things. And if you want this exact help with your own hormones, where you're trying to uncover what is the root cause driving your hormones out of whack, instead of just chasing the hormones, changing your HRT dose, changing your thyroid medication every 3 months, this is exactly what I do inside of Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. This is exactly what I do one-on-one with clients, coaching them, holding them in this space, so that they can transform their body, get their brain clarity back, lose the weight, get the energy back. It's not that hormones never get brought on board or that they never get adjusted. Let's go after the root cause that is throwing your hormones off. So if that sounds like something you're like, ooh, I am interested in that, there's a link in the show notes to apply for my program. We jump on a call. We see if we're a good fit. The call is free. I get women asking me, what does a call cost? I'm like, it's free, because I want to make sure that you're a good fit for me and I'm a good fit for you. That link is in the show notes. And ladies, if you enjoyed this episode, rate and review on your favorite podcast platform. Maybe it's Spotify or iTunes. I will see you next week.